In this week's episode, people are outraged over the termination of a cast member. We should start a GoFundMe. Extravaganza returns to the resort. Hop on over to the parks and hunt for eggs. Hope no one spoils it for you. Get your boogie on over at the Pixar Pals dance party. There's nothing better than a bunch of kids jumping up and down. Also, Moon Knight, Christopher Lloyd, Disney Mirrorverse, and more on this unprepared episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. Welcome to Mouse Power, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mouse Power Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Harley Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Yeah, goodbye. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye, Ernie. Oh, is that bad? Is that a bad thing to say? Was that wrong? Oh, poor Ernie. You know, the security guard Ernie guy? He got fired.
You fired!
Oh, will you shut up?
Hey. You fired!
He got kicked to the curb. That was a big, the big old news story yesterday. Ernie getting fired. And, everyone's like, oh, no, not Ernie. Ernie's great. Ernie is the guy who did the flag retreat. Ernie is this guy and blah, 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 blah. Well, pretty sure that Disney's been trying to get rid of him for a long time now. We have, well, I've told you about basically Disney set a certain, rules. They had how they wanted their flag retreat ceremony to go. And Ernie would just basically do what he wanted to do. He didn't, say what he was supposed to say. And another thing, he took too long to fold a flag. If you guys seen the flag retreat ceremony with Ernie, you guys would know he takes a long time to fold the flag. I understand he's trying to be, precise, because he's a Marine, and he has to be precise, and he has to, fold it perfectly. And I don't know how many times I've seen him fold the flag and the band's playing Stars and Stripes Forever, and they're done with it. That's a long song, too. And they're done with the song, and he's still folding. He's the only one I've seen that was still folding the flag when the song was finished. So, Disney wasn't happy with all that. I know I've heard things about how they kept basically scolding him, saying that he needs to do this right, do it the right way. And then they started getting basically more of the security personnel involved in their ceremonies to, participate. So it wasn't always Ernie. And, people were used to seeing Ernie do the flag retreat. And like it was his show. So, I'm going to say that it went to his head like it was his thing. So he was doing it his way. And like I said, told you before that he was reprimanded by Disney, saying that he's taking too long. He's not saying what he's supposed to say. And then what happened later was they stopped saying, having the security say anything. They had it all pre-recorded because, you know, Ernie was taking too long. So anyway, Ernie has been fired. No one's saying why. People don't know why. There might be some people who will say they know why, but I haven't heard any reason on what happened. But I'm just gonna say that I'm gonna guess, honestly, it was probably points. If you get too many points for calling off and things like that, you're gonna get fired. There's only, as far as I know, the only two ways that you're guaranteed to get fired is with points, and you're calling off sick too many times, and the other one is stealing. Unless you're trying to, you know, be Will Smith and slapping people around. I don't know. So anyway, Ernie's done. He's been terminated. And there's just so much uproar over this. And for some reason now they started a GoFundMe, GoFund Ernie. Why are they funding Ernie? You know, I mean, he got fired, so they're going to GoFund him. If you guys want to fund someone, I'll take some funds. I can use some funds over here. So if you want to, you know, don't set up a GoFundMe for me. Just send me the money. Send me the funds. Send me the funds and I'll gladly take them. That's all I got to say about that. Oh, well. As far as I know, they said he was just shy of his 30th anniversary. So, 29 years plus working for Disney. And he doesn't get his 30th anniversary pin. I saw someone say, you think he'll still get his 30th anniversary pin even though he was fired? What do you think? That's probably the stupidest thing I ever heard. Besides the GoFundMe. Oh, well. Anyway, Ernie's fired. So long. Farewell. And bye. All right, so I'm going to probably make this a quick episode. If you guys listened to the last episode 2 weeks ago and you got through the 2 hour plus, I appreciate it, and I thank you for that. And, well, I'm just going to go real quickly, go through some things. The first thing I just want to talk about is Shanghai Disneyland. They announced that they were going to be closing the park once again due to COVID. And basically, the numbers over there are going up again. So Disney announced that they were going to close Shanghai because of that. And then I think it was about a couple of days later or so, I heard that Shanghai, the city itself, was on lockdown. And just yesterday, I was watching the news and they showed the, you know, just some footage from the city, and it's basically no one there. I saw one car get on a freeway, but it was locked down, just like, you know, when this whole virus thing started, when we started going into lockdown, staying at home. And I remember the first pictures seen of something deserted was Vegas. I'm pretty sure you guys seen a lot of those pictures too. Deserted Las Vegas. And, of course, if you've been there, you know what Las Vegas is like. No matter what day you go, it's pretty much crowded on the strip. But during COVID, everything was locked down. Nothing was open. And I just, that's the first thing I thought about Vegas when I saw the footage from Shanghai. So, yeah, just crazy how, you know, this stuff is. And so once again, they're locking down the city of, or yeah, over there, Shanghai, they locked it down. And, yeah, right before that, they had closed Disneyland there in Shanghai. So, yeah, some crazy stuff going on. Hopefully we stay good over here. You know, there's still some stuff going on with COVID. Now they want you to get a fourth or a second booster shot, fourth shot in the series, whatever. So, yeah, that's a different story for a different podcast. All right, so let's fly back over from Shanghai and go back to Anaheim. And, yeah, this was announced last week, I think it was. Yeah, last week, about 6 days ago. Extravaganza, which started today, today being Thursday. So Extravaganza is back at the Disneyland Resort. You can go and get your maps and your little egg over at Disneyland Park, and you can get them in California Adventure Park, and you can get them over in Downtown Disney, and that's not a park. So, yeah, once again, Extravaganza is going on, started today, and we'll go to April 17th. If you guys seen this before, you guys know where you can pick up your maps and your stickers to participate in this, where they hide big Easter eggs through the parks and Downtown Disney. And they are $9.99 plus tax. So those prices went up again, I believe. There's three different maps, of course. So you will get to find different eggs in the parks and Downtown Disney. Just reading through this real quick. So your locations to redeem and get your maps over Disneyland Park and all that. So Disneyland Park, you want to go to the Plaza Point at California Adventure Park. You want to go to Elias and Company, and over in Downtown Disney, okay, over in Downtown Disney, it says, of course, World of Disney and the Disney Pin Traders. That's over there by the monorail. So you can get your park maps over there and get your eggs and collect the different eggs they have. It's one thing people love to do. I'm not sure if I'm going to get to do it this time. My next reservation is not until the 22nd for the return of the Main Street Electrical Parade. If I can get, if I can get over there before that, because it ends on the 17th, I'll try. So, yeah, go get your eggs on, and hopefully you don't have those people who are pointing at the eggs when you try to go find them. Yeah, I hate those people, especially those kids. You know, just go in there, look, find it, put your sticker on your map, and go. But no, they have to, you know, mess everything up, because they're stupid. And real quick, I'm just looking on the map. That's why I was stalling for time. Oh, so because I they said to go pick up your maps at Disneyland at Plaza Point, and I was like, what the hell? Where the hell is Plaza Point? Because I've never heard of that. I remember you used to go to the Disney Showcase right there, next to the Mad Hatter on Main Street to get it. But Plaza Point is that new shop where basically the camera store was, and we used to pick up your prints from the ride attractions. So right there next to the corn dog cart, Plaza Point, it's that little store right there. I guess that's the Christmas store or whatever is in there. Yeah, it's a Christmas themed merchandise. You guys probably know what I'm talking about. So yeah, that's where you get the maps, is over there at Plaza Point next to the corn dog cart where the Christmas stuff is. So there you go. See, I'm trying to look out for you guys so I can figure out where things are and whatnot. So yeah, Egg Extravaganza is on, started today. And go get your eggs. Yeah. All right, so moving on. I didn't really know this was happening, or I think it just started, actually. I think it just came back last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. And this noise is just me with the microphone because I'm holding it. But over at in Disneyland, Tomorrowland, Terrence, like that guy. The Pixar Pals Dance Party is back. Starts at 7 o'clock. And, you know, you guys seen it before. Just the Pixar characters come out. They do a dance thing over there. Got a bunch of kids screaming, jumping, things like that. So, yeah, that's going on back over at Tomorrowland Terrence. If you guys head over to Tomorrowland Terrence, tell them I said hi. And hopefully I'll be seeing him soon. But yeah, you can catch the Pixar Pals Dance Party over there. And yeah, there you go. Dance away with all the Pixar Pals. All right. Hey, see, I told you I can keep this quick. All right, next thing I'm going to talk about is maybe they'll bring this back. Because in May, we have the Disneyland After Dark Star Wars parties are coming. There's three of them. I don't remember the dates, but there's three of them. And so I said, hey, maybe when those come back, when those parties are happening, maybe they'll bring back Hyperspace Mountain. And, well, they are bringing back Hyperspace Mountain, but they will be coming before those parties. And it will start on April 29th. It says for a limited time, so we don't have a date on basically how long they're going to be going. So if you're over in the parks, just know that on April 28th, Space Mountain will be closed on that day. Because, well, you know why. They have to change the disc. So they'll change the disc on that day, on the 28th, and they're open on April 29th. Hyperspace Mountain is back. So, hey, there you go. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hyperspace Mountain is pretty cool. I do like that version of the ride. Can't go wrong with that. All right. So we have Pixar Pals dancing. We have Hyperspace Mountain coming back. And we have something else. Basically, if you have the money, go shopping. I don't know if it's still available. I'm just trying to find it here. I'm trying to remember who posted what and all that. I'm looking forward to people. Sorry. Basically, over at Galaxy's Edge, There was a new lightsaber hilt that came out last, I guess it was last week. I don't know if it's still available. I know I saw someone get it. I saw someone posted they got it and everything like that. But yeah, if you guys, I'm pretty sure you guys seen that already, that new lightsaber hilt was coming out. And it looked pretty cool. So the hilt is a brand new lightsaber. It's the Cal Crestus, something like that. I don't know that guy. But he's from Jedi from the Star Wars Fallen Order video game. I've never played that game. I don't have that game. But I'm sure if I did have that game, it should be pretty badass. But yeah, it's the new hilt that came out over at Galaxy's Edge. Looks pretty cool. I would probably get it. I think it'd be cool. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, collecting all the lightsabers. And that's cool if you have the money to do that. But the only lightsaber I have is the one I built over there. It's really cool. It's a pretty cool lightsaber. But yeah. So that one came out last week. I don't know if it's still available. I haven't got the memo if it's sold out or anything. I haven't heard if it's sold out. I'm pretty sure if it was sold out, I'd probably heard about that by now. But I haven't heard anything, so I don't know. So if you guys are interested, I'm pretty sure everyone's already seen it and know what it looked like and know who that guy is. All right. Awesome. Good job. Look at that. Going through all this pretty quickly. Let's see. What else do we have? All right, so we got news today that the Disney characters meet and greets will be coming back. Did I say greets? What's a greets? You know what a greets is? It's basically when those creeping people go up to meet the characters and they're just creeping on them because there's like, so I don't know. Anyway. It says that as early as April 18th, they will start reintroducing. Yeah, I'm tired, people. I'm tired. They will start to reintroduce the traditional characters at Disneyland, Walt Disney World Resorts, Disney Cruise Line, all that stuff. Just they're not going to be meeting anyone in Shanghai. So, hey, once again, you'll be able to hug Mickey Mouse and get an autograph from the Disney characters, so they'll be able to give you hugs again. They'll be able to sign your autograph books, except for Sully and Mike. I think there's a couple of others who can't sign autographs. So that will start reintroducing these characters as early as April 18th. It just says that. It doesn't actually say what parks are doing it on that day. Maybe all the parks or whatever are going to start that day. Maybe later on. But, hey, it's coming. So, I know there's a lot of people who want or love to do this. Love getting their pictures taken. And I saw in a comment that someone says that they said, boo. They like it the way it is now. Because, you know, you can just basically do a little quick little selfie with the character. You can get a good pictures of the characters because no one's next to them. So those are always cool pictures. I think I posted on the Instagrams. Yeah, I did. I posted when I went there for the last day of Toontown. I have a cool picture of Mickey. I have a cool picture of Minnie. And then, I mean, you know, no one's around. They're just posing for you. And It's cool how they do that. But now, if you want a good picture like that, you're going to have to wait in line. I'm Looking at his comments, people are like, do you have to book this? And if so, when will it be available to book? What do you search? You search, here's your sign. That's cool, though. Anyway, yeah, so that's coming back. It's funny because they announce, hey, you're going to be able to do this. You know, characters, you'll be able to get their autographs, take pictures, hug them, blah, 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 blah. And then people start asking stupid questions. It's funny. These questions, some of these are just stupid. Basically, hey, will this character be here? Will this character be over there? Oh my God, come on. I wonder why Disney approves these comments. When you go on the Disney Parks blog, you have to you submit your comment and then they approve it. I had a couple of comments that weren't approved, but then they approved these stupid ones. And then they asked something total left field right here. Do you happen to know if the Magic Happens Parade will be returning to Disneyland? No. All right. So anyway, whatever. So you'll be able to start seeing Mickey, Minnie, sit next to them, stand next to them, hug them, and all that stuff that people love to do. Awesome. All right. I'm flying by today. All right. So, hey, what was it, on Tuesday? I think Tuesday. Going into Wednesday, right? So it's Wednesday release. The new Marvel Moon Knight debuted on Disney Plus. And I watched it. I checked it out to see what was going on, what was all about. Little interesting. It's interesting so far. Of course, I brand new, what do you call it? A show like that who's new, you don't know anything about. You know, their very first show is going to be all about introducing the characters, stuff like that. And so far, it's really interesting. I don't know anything about this character. I don't know anything about Moon Knight. So it's cool to be able to watch a show from the start just to, get to learn about the character, to learn about the person and how everything happens, I guess. So I watched it. It's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of, Easter eggs in there. So I probably am going to go look at YouTube and check out what these Easter eggs are and things like that. And just to see, maybe we'll learn some more. But I guess it comes out, I don't remember, what, Wednesday? Did I say Wednesday? So midnight Wednesday over here, that's when they release it. I actually forgot about it, and then somehow I think I just stumbled upon Moon Knight somehow, and like, oh, is it on? And I checked, and like, oh yeah, it's on. So I watched it. So yeah, there you go. Pretty cool. Moon Knight. All right. I guess a couple weeks ago, the new Cheaper by the Dozen debuted on Disney Plus. And I checked that one out too. The original Cheaper by a Dozen, the one with Steve Martin. That one's funny. Part two is really, really good too. So, I've watched that movie a lot of times. I've seen it. So to watch the new version is pretty cool. I can say I really enjoyed this one. And I'm over here trying to remember what I saw. But I think what's really cool about it is the diversity of the characters, the children, the kids, the family, basically. I think that was probably one of the best parts. Like I said, I'm trying to remember. I should have wrote notes. I should have did a Nancy and wrote some notes down, because I did have a few favorite parts. But to compare it to the other one, it's kind of, in a way, the storyline was, it was different, but some of it was still, they did have some storyline from the one with Steve Martin in it too. So I liked that movie. It was pretty cool. I'm really, really killing myself right here. I'm about to kick myself in the butt because I should have wrote something down, because there was something I really wanted to talk about that I saw. But you know what? I'm probably going to watch it again, and I'll write it down or type it out in my notes on my phone so I can basically tell you what I really wanted to say. So I'm sorry. I should have been more prepared. Oh, my gosh. All right, so let me talk about it. I did play this trailer like a few weeks ago or so. This series that is also on Disney Plus, Parallels. Now, that one came out too this week, I think, or last week, whenever. It basically, let's see, when did it come out? It came out on the 23rd. So March 23rd is when it came out. It says it's four teenage friends on the French-Swiss border whose lives are turned upside down by an experiment of the LHC, the world's biggest particle something. Oops. Anyway, so when I saw the preview of this, I was like, seems interesting. It kind of reminded me of The Secrets of Sulphur Springs, which is on also Disney Plus. It reminded me of that, like maybe it's going to be like mysterious like that, and it seemed very, very intriguing. So last night I watched two episodes. I'm kind of disappointed right now, not in the show, but I've seen it's only six episodes, so I'm not sure if they're releasing more in a month or two or whatever. I don't know. We'll see how the sixth episode goes, what happens there. But, so I watched the preview. I played the preview on here, the trailer, and then I didn't even think about it. I didn't even know until I started watching the show, the series, and it reminded me of, I don't know if you guys seen this on Netflix, Money Heist. Money Heist is probably the best series on Netflix ever. If you haven't seen it, check it out, Money Heist. Well, Money Heist is in Spanish, I believe, because I think they're in Spain. I believe they're in Spain. So all the characters are basically speaking Spanish. Some were speaking Russian, something like that. But they had the people doing the overdubs in English. And it was pretty cool because it wasn't like, you know, back in the day with the Kung Fu movies and Shogun Warriors and all that kind of stuff. Where their lips are moving and the talking that doesn't match. So if you watch Money Heist, it looks like they're really talking in English. So this is the same thing. I didn't even know this, even though I just read this right now. They're on the French Swiss border. This movie is in French. And I guess I didn't figure it out until I was watching it, and they were showing, it says parallels, and then they show it like a little subtitle on the bottom, or when they're traveling somewhere and it says something on there, they put it on the bottom in English. I go, oh, this is not not in English. And even though if you're watching the show and you watch the characters talk, if you pay attention, you can see, oh yeah, they're not really speaking English. But if you weren't paying attention, you can see it would look like they were speaking English the whole time. Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool. So I would say this show is a mixture between the Secrets of Sulphur Springs mixed in with some Stranger Things. And other stuff that might be like mysterious, like how that happened, you know, shows like that. So it's really intriguing. It's really cool so far. Like I said, I'm kind of disappointed since I only said 6 episodes. I'll probably watch a couple more tonight, finish off the rest of the week with it. But yeah, Parallels. Is it Parallels or Parallel? Yeah, Parallels. It's very, very good. And they're only like 38 minutes long or something like that. They're really not too long. So I'm trying to see. I know last night's was 38 minutes. I think so, like about 40 minutes. Just say 40 minutes. So you can just check it out, watch it like I was. I was like, I knew it was on for a while. I was like, I kept like, oh, I don't want to watch it yet because I was watching other stuff. So yeah, the first episode was 37 minutes, 36 minutes, 36 minutes, 38, 33, 41. So not that long. And anyway, after I finished the first episode, I was ready for the second. So I strongly recommend checking out Parallels on Disney Plus. Very, very good show. And I'm looking forward to checking out the rest. All right, so this news came out, I think, like back on March 18th, something like that. And it says that Christopher Lloyd will be joining the cast of The Mandalorian. He's going to be joining the Star Wars universe. I think that's pretty cool. So, I'm looking forward to seeing this. I don't think we actually have I don't think we have an actual description on the character he's going to be playing. They are basically keeping it under wraps and not letting anyone know what it is. But if you happen to have a time machine, maybe you can travel into the future and find out and email me at mouseparry@gmail.com and let me know, hey, this is what he's going to be playing. That's pretty cool. Christopher Lloyd, Mandalorian. That's awesome. All right. This is probably the last story you have. The last thing I have to talk about. Let me get this ready. Got to find out where it went. Here we go. All right, so Disney Mirrorverse. I kept seeing this. I'm like, what is it? So, we'll find.
Beyond the worlds familiar to you, there exists another, born of powerful stellar magic. A universe reflected from the familiar, yet different. Perilous. The Mirrorverse. At its center lies the Stellar Mirror, with malevolent forces seeking to shatter its power. Guardians stand together, united against this unrelenting threat. As the darkness closes in, all must fight to protect the Mirrorverse and save all the worlds beyond.
Whoa. Whoa. All right, so, it says, take a deep breath and prepare to step into a bold new universe with some of your favorite in-park characters like you've never seen them before. Leading game developer Kabam has teamed up with Disney and Pixar Games to bring you Disney Mirrorverse, an all-new action-packed mobile game launching June 23rd this year. Featuring iconic battle-ready characters you may have seen as exciting collectible figures from McFarlane Toys. Kind of sounds like what do you call it? And I can't even think. I'll get back to it later. Travel through a mystical portal known as the Stellar Mirror to enter a divergent Disney universe, the Mirrorverse. Iconic Disney and Pixar characters have been empowered and amplified by stellar magic into Mirrorverse guardians who stand ready to defend against the fractured and malevolent threat driven to shatter the Mirrorverse. I think you get bad luck if you shadow the Mirrorverse, shatter it, right? Let's see. Unite teams of Disney and Pixar Guardians to take into battle where you will have full control of your team, swapping freely between your allies during the action. As you progress deeper into the Mirrorverse, you'll grow your collection of characters, including Donald Duck, Goofy, Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey, Buzz Lightyear, Jack Skellington, Belle, Merida, Scrooge McDuck, Stitch, and many more who are evolved in dynamic and unexpected ways. Prepare to enter Disney Mirrorverse by pre-registering today at DisneyMirrorverse.com. And it says, by pre-registering, you will unlock exclusive in-game rewards when the game is released on June 23rd. And you can go on the App Store or Google Play. The Mirrorverse will continue to expand through more collectible figures from McFarlane Toys, Dark Horse Comics, and other exciting products coming soon. Because it's all about products, right? Of course. That's what it's all about. So, it seems really, interesting. I've seen, I was looking somewhere and I saw a couple of the toys, I think, look pretty cool, or the figures. I'm kind of thinking out loudly over here if I would play this game. I mean, it looks cool. You guys should check that out. Go on to YouTube and put Disney Mirrorverse and you'll be able to check out the trailer that I just played. Oops. And, yeah, but if, I don't know, I'm going to, I'll probably, you know what, while I'm talking about it, because like I say, I'll probably go to DisneyMirrorverse.com and check out what they say. And, well, I'm right here on my computer, so why don't I do that now? Join the quest. Let's see. You can get an exclusive avatar. Pre-register now. You get Mirrorverse. What's it called? Milestone rewards. Work together. It's not helping me. Let me see. What else is there? So basically, you know, just like any other game, you're gonna have to unlock stuff. Interesting. So yeah, Disney, what's it called? DisneyMirrorverse.com. There's more information there. You can pre-register. And let's see. It's asking me how old I am. That's classified. That's your age. Now it's asking for my email. And if I agree to accept whatever. What is this? Sorry. All right. Where's my MOUSEPIR? Mousepire at what? gmail.com. So, yeah, you guys go check that out. I'm going to pre-register, see what it's all about. You know, basically just going to get a bunch of spam. So I pre-registered, put in my email. It says, after Disney Mirrorverse launches worldwide, complete the first chapter to receive your reward. While you wait for our next big update, join one of our communities below. Watch the story of the Mirrorverse as it unfolds. And basically just gave you links to all the socials down there. Cool. All right, well, we'll see what this is all about. Disney's Mirrorverse. I'm going to check my inbox, see if I got an email from them already. No, not yet. All right, so yeah, Disney Mirrorverse. So what I was trying to remember earlier, it seems like a mashup of Disney Infinity. That's what I was trying to think about. So Disney Infinity, I think that game was pretty cool. I collected so many characters. I still have characters that are still in the box. And I went to a couple of, I went to, was it E3? Is that what it's called? The electronic gaming thing, whatever they have. I went to that as a guest of Disney Infinity. I got a Disney Infinity figure. You were able to play Disney Infinity there. It was pretty cool. And we went to a couple of movies. When they had screenings, we were able to sign up for screening. And they gave out Disney Infinity figures. So that was pretty cool. I got a figure here. It was like a big pack of like two or three figures. I can't remember. But yeah. So I thought Disney Infinity was pretty cool. And all of a sudden just went away. It went away. That was sad. Very, very sad day. Oh well, it happens. So, yeah, anyway, check out DisneyMirrorverse.com, and you can get more information over there if you guys want to, you know, join it, play it. You can download it in the App Store or Google Play, And it launches on June 23rd. Awesome. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. I kept it short and simple today. And I do apologize for not being prepared with the Cheaper by the Dozen review. But I will watch it again. And I will have a review for you. And I'll write down my notes to know what I was, to remember what I was going to say about the parts I really loved about it. But I do recommend you watch it, check it out. And then when I talk about it, you'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that part. Yeah. All right. So, hey, remember, you can be a part of the MPC, the Mousepire crew. Head over to anchor.fm/Mousepire Podcast. You can record a message there. We didn't have a message from Dan today, and that's because I didn't tell him I was going to be recording tonight. Usually I tell him and he'll send a message, but I didn't. So, sorry, Dan, but we'll get a full report. And anyway, he was at Universal Studios today, so maybe he'll talk about that. Don't forget, you can follow us over on the Twitters and the Instagrams and the Facebooks and YouTube and Snappies, TikTok. Just search Mousepire and you'll find me. You can help support the podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Mousepire. There's different tiers you can choose and help. I would appreciate anything. And I'd be totally awesome if you did. And don't forget, you can also go to dgpclothing.com and pick something there. I can custom make t-shirts, keychains, stuff. So head over to dgpclothing.com and check it out. I also have decals. I've been doing decals lately. A lot of orders for decals. So there you go. All right. So I will be in the parks on April 22nd. Not sure when else, but of course, next time I am in the parks, I'll let you guys know. You can follow me there and, well, don't stalk me, but I'll be around. All right, so there you go. There you go. Hopefully I'll see you guys soon in the parks. Hopefully I can be there and get some more Food and Wine Festival stuff. All right, well, until then, for Taylor Hawkins, this is Diggs. Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.